Welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers. This is your host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth. And as you know, every single week, I try to bring you the best of the best. I mean, it is absolutely incredible the kind of people, the type of people that we have walking around among us all the time. And I love finding them. Of course, I was introduced to Vimala a few years ago from one of her students. And so I'm so pleased to be able to share Vimala with you. Now, she is amazing, and she has an incredible track record for her ability to know about the letters in the alphabet and the connection to how we form those letters that makes an impact on the brain. Now, she's been a zealous pioneer in mind-hand research, the author of 5 books, 3 graduate syllabi on the spirituality of writing patterns, and the author of the bestseller, Your Handwriting Can Change Your Life. Now, Vimala Rogers is an educator, handwriting expert, and master alphabetician. Her focus is the inherent spirituality of the letters of the alphabet and their effect upon the psyche. It's not a graphology. It's not penmanship. There's no judgments involved. It is literally how you form the letters and the direction that you're going. Now, I will just say that the hardest letter for me to learn in forming the Vimala alphabet was the O, because we typically are taught to go to the left on the O, come back to the top, and then go forward. And she says, just keep going forward. So you would go to the right on the O, come back up, and keep going forward. I can now do that. And if you ever see my signature, you can see it there or any of my penmanship. But that was the hardest one for me to change. However, what I have found is when you do her writing exercises, like for 20 minutes a day, every morning when you first get up, whatever letters you're working on brings those qualities into your life. And it's just amazing. It's like magic. Now, Vimala Rogers has a solid background in psychology, philosophy, and global spiritual traditions. She was trained at Stanford University as a peak performance coach. She guides individuals as well as groups, especially teachers, who want to bring to life their hidden gifts and talents and guide others in doing the same thing, thus redefining their work to create a dazzling future doing exactly what they love. Now, currently, she's the director of an International Institute of Handwriting Studies and an absolutely zealous pioneer in brain-hand research. Vimala Rogers has focused on the inherent spirituality of the letters of the alphabet and their effect on your brain. And I know I've said that before, but I really want to stress it. So, Vimala, welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers.
Well, thank you, Sharon. Lovely to speak with anybody who works with the letters of the alphabet, and you do.
Oh, I do. And we do them so differently, and yet they so complement each other.
Absolutely. And with the O, and I started to laugh because everybody says, I've always taught to do it this, you know, clockwise. Think of clockwise when you do the O, because when we were taught in school counterclockwise, you can put a loop in it. That the O is speaking truthfully to someone's spirit. It's not judging anybody. And if you put a loop in it, wash out. So And crossing T's on top, little things like that. But what they do, every movement of the pen is decided by our subconscious mind. And you're saying, oh, this is how I believe. This is how I see life. And when you, I know the O has made a difference in your life. I know it.
That was the hardest one. The T's are the first one I started with because I'm going to the top and getting successful. I am putting my cross of the T's on the top.
I love it. Well, you know what I've done. And last year I was with you in March, I think, but I didn't start. You know, I used to teach class. I taught classes for many years, over 30 years, but I had people fly into California. You know, we do our class or wherever we're doing it, and it's very expensive. So I now have an internet class, and it's a 6-month course in learning what I can share with them, and we meet individually, you know, once a week, every one of us, and we all have, you know, we have the same assignment to do. And we're going to graduate our first group of internet students in about 2 weeks, and they come from these countries: Ireland, Belgium, Germany, Portugal, India, Singapore, France, Dubai, and Canada, and the United States.
And the United States, right?
And then those students couldn't have afforded, and it's just, the internet is magical. I never thought I'd ever say that.
Well, I remember taking one of your first classes on the internet because Josephine Diamond introduced me to your work. And she was just so enthusiastic about it. I said, okay. And then she literally gifted me with your books. I devoured them. And
Oh,
then she was
beautiful.
my accountability coach. You know, nothing else. Just, did you do your letters today?
Oh, you're right. I am so glad. And you know, it makes a difference. And one of my major goals is to get my, you know, alphabet in the hands of teachers and parents so they can share it with the kids. Because the kids nowadays, their minds are so active and aware that more than ours were at their age for having things like what, you know, Greta Thurman from Sweden, you know, 16-year-old kid, you know, for the environment. So, I mean, people who are becoming awake earlier than we did when we were kids.
Yes, I was going to say, when I have now been out of schools for one full year, I did my 40 years. And so, but I remember the last 2 years that I was teaching, a lot of the kids would come to me and say, would you teach me how to write my name? I don't want to have to just print my name.
Oh, isn't that a shock?
And so, I'm a math teacher.
42 states don't teach cursive handwriting in this country anymore.
I think it's criminal.
But I do too. But the homeschoolers, you know, are doing that's our main focus in the United States are homeschoolers because the parents and the teachers, you know, teach them handwriting. But it's just a matter of the reason I want it in the hands of kids. If they use my alphabet from the time they start writing, they won't need therapy when they're 30 years old because they'll feel good about themselves. I mean, that's what the alphabet's all about. So when you sent me the email and said, "Oh, do you want to meet with?" Oh, I thought, what fun!
Well, it was interesting because what I did is when the kids were asking me, can you help me write my name? I would literally write their signature for them and put arrows, you know, this is the direction. This is how you're doing it.
Good
and
for
then
you.
If they were really good in the classroom, then the last 5 minutes I'd say, okay, guys, here's our letter for today. Let's practice this one.
Oh, how beautiful.
You know, and nobody had to, but I mean, and it was amazing because both the girls and the boys, you know, these are seventh graders and they'd be showing me the following day, you know, during passing period, here's my letters. How'd I do?
Oh, how beautiful. You're the person I want to go out there and teach. I mean, and that's what I'm doing. I'm training teachers around the world. But and it's just in other countries, though, they don't have a problem with cursive. They just use it. And almost every country knows English. So. But in this, I'm so glad you're doing that, Shoto. I'm so glad. Do you have classes now?
No, I don't because I've been one full year now out of the school. So like this school year that we're in right now will be my second year no longer in the schools. But it's interesting because people call me for different reasons and different kind of answers. That's why it's know the name, know the answers.
Right.
And I get to share when they have kids. I go, go get Vimala's alphabet books. And my understanding is you've got some new ones out.
I do. Well, actually, I have the book on ligatures. I sent you that for SH last year, I think.
Yes, you did.
But I actually have a book on character building through simplified handwriting, a teacher's manual for kids. Because you build character positively when you use the alphabet. So we have that. And but basically, we're on the internet now, and I have the what we do. It's all new to me, but we're doing it. We're creating webinars for each class. So whenever it's a 6 month class, and the students, you know, we have the reason I'm keeping the we have 20 students right now, and I'm going to keep it down to 12 for this new class starts in November, because I want to give I want to give individual attention to each student from whatever country they're coming from, and it worked. I mean, they really got it, and they're
works.
Sharing it, and I just love to have you somehow get out there and share. But, you know, what I focus on, and the book I am writing now and haven't finished it quite yet, is called Why You Have the Name You Do.
Yes, because there's your blueprint.
Yeah, and I started to write it a couple of years ago, and I got involved with other things, but I'm midway through now, and I don't focus on all the letters as you do. I focus on the initial of a person's first name. And not a nickname and not something they made up, but, you know, the initial of your first name. And it indicates the attitude that you are really here to master in this lifetime and to share, you know, to share your attitude with other people. It's really exciting because wasn't it Beethoven who said, don't just practice your art, force your way into its secrets, for it and knowledge will raise you to the divine. I mean, it's a spiritual teaching, the alphabet is. I mean, I've studied as you know, so many alphabets around the world, and every tradition says this is a spiritual tradition. This is what they call it, what do the Buddhists call it? The path of purification, to use the Buddhist letter. So, but the alphabet is a sacred technology, and I love it. Oh, my gosh. Do the kids come back to you and say, would you look at my writing now?
Well, I'm no longer even in that same state. I moved.
Oh, okay.
But it's interesting because they were so proud. You know, they were so pleased with themselves when they would get it. And, you know, I would put smiley faces, individual smiley faces above each letter that they were doing right.
Oh,
so I would
beautiful.
Not say anything about the ones they were doing wrong. And then they would come to me and say, show me that one again.
Oh, this is wonderful. You know? And they were in seventh grade, perfect age. Oh, my gosh.
Seventh grade. And I never wanted to criticize because I really don't think we do our best when people are putting us down. It's like, here's the ones we're doing right. Keep repeating those.
Right, you beautiful. And the bottom line of our institute is no judgments ever. And then if people look at me, I say, well, you know, if you're a Christian, get your Bible, because Jesus said, whatever you judge, you're going to get back. In different words.
You know,
it's Matthew 7, James 4, whatever it was. But you just said, don't judge anybody, not your business, because if you judge anyone, you have to get it, you'll get it back. So it's the alphabet is such a beautiful, it's a spiritual science is what it is. But the thing about, people say, what's your religion? I said, no. In religion, you have to believe stuff. In a spiritual teaching, you have to live it. And that's why with my students, it's a six-month course, and I work with them every single week, at least, you know, once a week. And how are you living this letter? Not just writing it and, you know, doing your homework, but how are you living it? Every day they have to write how they lived that particular letter.
Oh, I think that's marvelous. But I'll tell you, there were some tricky letters in there, and I don't know if they're the same tricky letters for everybody or if they were just for me. And by the way, everyone, you can call into the show and ask Vimala your own question at 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. Now, I know that the O took me the longest. But the one, and some came very fast, like the T. I was just very conscious. The only thing I have to do differently is cross that bar higher and not too high.
That's why it was easy.
Yeah. But but what my real thing was, I have a very difficult time now. I notice when I'm writing, I can write at a very constant speed until I get to my C's. And when I do my C's, I have to make very careful I don't accidentally put a hook in there.
Absolutely. And you know what the C is all about. If you've read my books, it's about female authority figures. So if you have an issue about your mother who died 20 years ago or somebody or a neighbor, but if there's an issue we have about a female authority figure. And what I tell my students when we came to the C, I said, think of one woman you have an issue with and say, I bless so-and-so in my life, and then write five lines of the C every day. And within, you know, a week, the judgment's gone, and they laugh about it and say, oh, now, blah, 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 blah. So,
yeah.
But the thing that you
I still slow down because I consciously think, oh, no, I got to make that C perfect.
That's wonderful. I'd love to have you go out there and, you know, just teach the alphabet. I really would. And as I say, I am having a new group of students sign up. Next class begins November 6th, so the registration's pretty close. But if there's anybody who's listening who'd like to do this course and learn the alphabet, the letters of the alphabet, and just how, you know, because each letter, I formed each letter, it took me 30 years to do it, but each letter accentuates our soul energy, our highest self, not our funky little ego, but the one who really, that person that we want to be around, you know?
Right. Well, so, Alexandra, you have such patience waiting. Thank you so much. Welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers. Do you have a question for Vimala?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
I would like to know did you get my name already, or?
Yeah, it's Alexandra.
It's Alexandra.
And we have a guest today of Vimala Rogers, and she's talking about handwriting and how we form our letters.
Okay. I'd like to know if I chose the right name, because I actually chose this name, and it's not the one I was born with, and I got baptized as this name, and I have a middle name that I didn't have before, and I chose my last name because I didn't want to have I had ex-husbands and parents that they couldn't figure out. You know, I just wanted so I chose a name.
So what first name did you choose, and what is the first letter of your first name?
When I was born?
No, the one you've chosen.
Oh, it's A, Alexandra.
And
the last name is H.
Oh, my goodness sakes. And don't put an S in the middle, put an X in there, Alexandra.
It is.
It's with an X. Yeah.
Because when you get toward the end of the alphabet, you know, every shape in a letter represents something. When you get the X, you look at it's like four V's joined in the heart. And it allows you to be at peace with all of your life, your thoughts, your relationships, etc. But the A is a letter, and every letter has an inner voice. And the inner voice of the letter A is, I am a spiritual star. And as you go about your life, you don't judge anybody, you smile regularly, but you get rid of all your ego stuff. And that's what and the A, in all the traditions I've studied, many of them, the A is the most sacred letter in all alphabets, including the Arabic, the Hebrew, all of them. And the Greek, the A is, so you chose a beautiful name, and Alexandra, how beautiful. Do you have any of my books you can write the A? Don't do the big fat round one.
Yeah, make it like a star.
Okay, no, I do the one that looks like a triangle. I mean, it looks like a pyramid.
Beautiful. And then when you come down, you go back, and then, I wish I could be on the
Yeah, right exactly. It board, almost looks like you're doing a star, like a five-pointed star, but not quite.
There you go.
But if you get Vimala's books, she literally shows you, besides teaching you about the letters, how she sees them, and able to write them and then incorporate that quality into your life.
Absolutely,
and I love it that you say the A is so spiritual, Vimala, because in my system, the A is also, the more A's, the more spiritual in the name.
It's a fabulous letter. And, you know, I've studied...
I have Alexandra, and then my middle name is Victoria.
Oh, you have a V as well. Oh, my goodness.
And
I live
a.
with a V. It's my name. And Victoria also has a T in the middle, which is a visionary. But the V says, all my decisions are based in my soul. In other words, you don't decide anything and make people look wrong or bad. You don't judge anybody. Your decisions are very soul-based, and that's awesome. And the V, don't ever make it soft at the baseline. Make it always pointed at the baseline. Just like your A is pointed at the top, you know, the capital, and the V is pointed at the baseline. How beautiful. Alexandra Victoria, how beautiful. Oh, my goodness.
And I chose this by, like, going by the book, because when I got baptized, I got baptized Catholic because I was not baptized. So I went to a Catholic church, and I went through, like, who would be my godfather, and it would be my mom's brother. His name is Alexander.
Oh, so beautiful.
I chose that, so I did that by the book. And the middle name, I was born on Victoria Day, like Queen Victoria, May 24. We have the same exact birthday, and the stars are aligned in the same configuration that was like 100-something years ago when she was born, and they only come around every 100-something years when I was born.
And, you know, there are no accidents. People think, oh, what a coincidence. I said, oh, no. That is yours. It came to you because it was yours, and it just showed. I mean, there's no accidents. Beautiful. So who you are is just absolutely beautiful. It's just awesome. Alexandra Victoria. Oh, too. And the most powerful name a man can have is Alexander. Because the man, Alexandra, how beautiful to have it in there. And you even know that
I'd like
the
to,
point today. That's beautiful.
Thank you. I'd like to ask a question. I chose the last name starting with an A. I mean, H. And I just want it to be like a really simple American name. I mean, if you want to know what it is, I can tell it to you. You want to know what it is?
Of course. Now you've got all of our curiosity up, so of course we do.
Okay, it's Holt, like H-O-L-T, like Lester Holt. It's like a simple Alexandra Victoria Holt. It's like a bada boom, bada bang. It's like a simple American name, right?
Yeah. I have to laugh because when I lived at the University of Redlands years ago on campus, I lived in Holt Hall.
Are you serious? Oh, my God.
And the H is my favorite letter. I mean, you know, I've studied letters since before I could even read, and I just love them. And I fell in love with the H. I don't know why. I've never had in any of my names. but there's an energy in that, in the H, that just is a, it's really your whole soul energy is the inner voice is this of the H. I live my life with the zeal of an evangelist and the wide-eyed innocence of a child. That's the H.
Oh,
you
that
really
is so
made
cool.
wise choices. My goodness, Alexandra. Oh, how beautiful.
And let me ask you about my mother's family name.
And what is that?
It's Von Deim, V-O-N, like a German aristocracy, and then D-E-I-M, two words. D as in Dennis, E as in England, I as in Italy, M as in whatever,
okay,
Mary.
The first name was G as in George?
No, V as in Victoria. It's like Von, you know, like the Von supermarket or the Von somebody or another. It's like a German, like a thingy. And the dime means land, so it's like off the land, of the land. So what about you? What do you think about that? That's the other thing that
the
I
names
was
good. That I really focus on are first names. I don't pay attention to last names because they change. People get divorced, people die, you know, remarry. But and her first name is Victoria?
No. I was going to...
What is your mother's first name?
My mother's first name was Maria. Maria von Deim.
And M is the letter of divine grace.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't get better than that. Well, the letter, yeah.
And that's what I was named when I was born. I was named Maria, and I hated that name because it was so boring. Like, where I grew up, everybody had these fancy names like Renee and Monica and whatever.
Right.
And,
well, that's beautiful. That's beautiful, but... And I know that Sharon focuses on the letters and all the letters in the name. I don't. I focus on the initial of the name. And I also don't pay attention to last names because, as I say, people get divorced and married and, you know, remarried to another name. But your first name is beautiful, Alexandria Victoria. It's beautiful. Just beautiful.
See, and think, I look at the last names.
What do you think about the last name of...
The last names in my system represent your environmental influence, where the first name is the essence of who you are. The middle name is, if you have one, is where you go when you're under stress. And then the last name represents what you're bringing to you, what your environmental influence is. So you get both nature and nurture. And Alexandra, if you would like to call back on the first Thursday of any month, I'm happy to do your name and compare the old with the new. And I just want to thank you for calling in. And getting to talk with Vimala. And thank you so much, Alexander. We're now going to go to Amy from California. Amy, welcome. Know the name, know the answers.
Another A.
Another A. You guys are so fun. I find this fascinating. And, you know, Sharon, you get the greatest guest.
You know what? I am very fortunate. And I'm so happy to be able to share them with everybody.
And I'm thrilled that you want to share this. You know, the alphabet is a sacred technology. And, you know, what people don't realize or they don't think about it, everything has a name. Everything.
Well, did you know that there's a law that everything in the United States has to have a name and it's illegal not to? And that's why when Prince lost his right to his name in the lawsuit, he said the artist formerly known as Prince became his new name.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. Yeah. So, Amy, what is your question?
You know, I have always loved handwriting and calligraphy. I kind of self-learned calligraphy, you know, back in 83, and I started taking a class and just enthralled with calligraphy. And I was curious, when I do my name A-M-Y, the right way to spell Amy, by the way. Everybody spells Amy in such interesting ways. I'm making fun. Is I make it like a calligraphy, like I make a pyramid A, and then I make my M kind of like a two pyramids with a little, you know, curvature at the beginning. And then I kind of make a Y calligraphy with a big drop in it, you know. But is that okay, or are you supposed to keep all your letters in one line?
Well, no, what I would do if I were you, of course, is get my book and look at the letters. But you mentioned the Y, and the Y is one of the most important letters a woman can write. And I say a woman. Because Y is a letter of honoring your own gifts and abilities. And I've studied people for all these years. If you tell a man, oh, I love the new tie you're wearing, he'll look at you and say, oh, thanks. if I look at a woman and say, oh, I love your new jacket. She goes, well, I got it at Macy's on sale, blah, blah, blah. We make excuses. We make excuses for our abilities, for many things. So practice your why and make your mantra for life be thank you. So if you have problems with your why, just make it like a U cup. Bring down, way down to the baseline, and a big fat loop in the baseline. But no sticks in the baseline, right? Down below.
Right,
because
no sticks.
Why is a very, very important. Well, all the letters are important, but for women especially, practice lying to your why every day just for fun when you're doing Amy.
Now, how do you feel about loops? Because Amy said she did a loop before her M. How do you feel about loops, Vimala?
I wouldn't put a loop before the M. The M you want to introduce very gently with a garland at the baseline. And the M is always soft. It's never pointed. It's never angular. Because angles represent mental energy and curves represent heart. And grace comes from the heart. It doesn't come from the mind. And the M is a powerful letter. And when people have, I have two children whose names start with M. And the M represents the need to control and fix people and things and do things differently. And when you give up the need to control, divine grace takes over. And that's what the M is all about. It's beautiful. No point. No points in the M. Soft and curvy.
Did that answer your question, Amy?
Oh, yeah. That was delightful. And I was looking at your books. This is intriguing. Where is your class at? Is it online or is it somewhere?
No, we teach it. I'm doing a class on the internet now, and I have four spots open. It's a 6-month class, and it begins in the first week of November, and it ends in April. And it's people who really want to learn this alphabet and share it and teach it to others. I'm training teachers, and you don't have to be a teacher in a classroom, but just to work with groups of people and guide them in how to write soul-based handwriting, because the alphabet is a soul-based technology. You know, every letter represents a part of who we are. And there's an Indian holy book from India called the Bhagavad Gita, the Song of God. And in one of the chapters, it says there are 26 qualities we must perfect before we can be free of ego. And when I didn't read that till 1981. I thought, oh, wow. And each letter represents a part of our soul energy. 26 parts, 26 letters, no accidents, right? So if you have one of my books, just focus on, the letters. But the one thing I don't recommend with Amy is you're not putting a stick in the wire. You're putting a big loop down there, right?
Right, right.
Big loop is fine.
Okay, after the show, if you want to get the information on Vimala or anybody, if you want the information on Vimala and how to join her class and what her website is and how to contact her and all that other good stuff, you can always go to knowthename.com, go to the schedule page, click on today's date, and all that information is there for you.
Beautiful.
Hey, can I ask one more question or not?
Sure, go ahead, Amy.
When you're doing your handwriting with your hands, is it because you have three heart meridians coming out of your hands and your fingers that you energize your writing with your heart? Is there something to that? Is that what that means?
I don't know. What I do know is that when we move the pen, it's our subconscious mind that tells it how to move, because the subconscious mind decides who we say we are. It's our self-image. Everything that we've done in life that we've interpreted. And if your handwriting comes from your heart, beautiful. But I don't know about that. If you say when you write a certain way, if your heart depends on how you make the letters, because every letter lives in an organ of the body, and the heart is the pump that keeps the alphabet going. It's the heart.
Hands are great. Well, go ahead,
Amy. If you want to play with this a little bit, just to see the power of it, every year Vimala picks a letter. And then she asked for volunteers to write like 5 lines of that letter every morning and dedicate it to the upliftment of the world. Okay. And I know that I wrote P's. I think P was last year. I wrote P's out the gazebo. You know, every time I sat down, I had spare time. I was writing lines of P's.
Beautiful.
And so isn't this year the R or something?
This year is the WI ligature, because it's for the honoring the Mother Earth. And it's about the environment and how we, it just, yeah. But what I'm doing now is having people choose a letter, read about the letters, choose a letter, and send it to me so we can choose our letter for 2020 next year. Because it's only a okay. couple months away.
Yeah, well, I'm voting for the R.
Are they all good for you?
I'm voting for R.
Anyway, I'm not going to go on and on about that. But, you know, I talk about these letters like I love everyone better. And it's not. I just love them all. They're like an extended family for me. And the letters are, they sing from within us. And the R, okay, I'll put your vote down for an R.
Okay, thank you. Hey, thanks for calling in, Amy. So good to hear from you.
Thank you,
okay.
Amy.
So there's also things called ligatures in Vimala's alphabet. So a ligature is two letters that are hooked together in a particular way and have a special meaning of their own. Like the SH is a ligature, or the TH is a ligature, or like Vimala was just saying, the WI. So since the WI is this year, you know, that was in my maiden name, my maiden last name. But anyway, what's the WI so that everybody will know?
The WI is, I honor the environment of Mother Earth, and I guide others in doing the same. So it's a matter, I am an inspirational environmentalist. That would be a good one.
So,
or just basically, I'm an inspiring example of Mother Earth's spirit in action. That's the inner voice that I've used this last year. And I can send that to you. I'm an inspiring example of Earth Mother's spirit in action.
Wonderful. Now, I want to get one more question in before we're going to our break. And that is, I've heard you say, Vimala, that our writing habits are a graphic image of our thought habits. So please explain what you mean by that?
Okay. Everything that happened, for instance, if you and I are in the same room and the chandelier fell, you would interpret it from your experience. I would interpret it from mine. And how we interpret anything and everyone lives in our subconscious mind. And when we write, our subconscious mind does the writing because of how we feel. And you would write, say, an L very differently from me because you interpreted that incident very differently. So it's how we interpret life. In other words, how we see ourselves and how we see everybody in. And that's what it's all about. That's what happens when we move the pen. And that's why I played for so many years with so many letters until I created the alphabet. And it is soul-based. In fact, as I say, the Buddhists call their alphabet the path of purification. And it is, because when you manifest, you write every female letter the way I have created it, you'll be... If everyone will think, gee, are you in love or something? Because you're kind all the time. You're gentle. You don't judge. You're funny. You know, all those qualities come forth, and it happens. And how we interpret life, and what, you know, how we, if I got a spanking when I was little from my father, he was a very gentle man. He never was angry, but he got mad at me once, and really, I was about 4 years old, and he never asked me why I had done something. He just spanked me. So I interpreted that as, he doesn't care, I'm not going to listen to anything else he says, and I didn't, because he never asked me why I had taken the flower out of the neighbor's yard. But I did it because I wanted to give it to my mom, because we didn't have any. And he just was upset that I would, quote, steal a rose. He didn't ask me why I did that, he just got upset. So he tried to raise a child who never listened to anything he said after the age of 4, you know?
Oh, that must have been difficult for him.
Yeah, so, but you know, it's just so, and that's, anyway, that's what's going on in the world right now. And what I'd love it if people could sit down, who was it? I saw it, I don't have a TV, but we saw it on the news that Ellen DeGeneres, whom I just love, was invited to a special ball game or something, and they put her and her friends in a special area, you know, a suite of seats, and they sat her next to George W. Bush, and she doesn't have, you know, she doesn't agree with anything he says, but she said, you don't have to agree with people to like them, and they had a beautiful time.
Well, I was going to say, I have met George W. Bush in person because he came to my school, and then he ended up with our superintendent presenting the program that the head counselor and the principal and I was the academic dean created for dropout prevention, because we had a 48% dropout in our high school. I was in a very poor area.
Oh my.
And in 1 year, we got it down to 15%, and everybody wanted to know how we did that.
Beautiful.
And so
it probably had to do with attitudes.
So George Bush, his dad was in office at the time, and he came down and interviewed me with his best friend that never got married, that's always been there to help him and be his right-hand person. They interviewed me in the morning to see how I set up the whole program and how we did it and everything. And then in the afternoon, he worked with the kids that were in there in that particular program. And then he sent his best friend with a whole list of questions for me that he wanted to know, who's very interested in education.
Oh, beautiful. It's beautiful to know. But, you know, it's just, who was it? Some Christian leader was walking down a pathway with Obama years ago and he didn't agree with Obama at all. And someone said, "How can you do that?" He said, "Well, you don't have to agree with someone when you walk hand in hand down a pathway, you know."
Well, exactly, and you can always find something you agree with somebody on. There's always some common ground, even if there's others that are not common ground.
Absolutely, yeah. No, but the fact that you even got to work with George Bush—how exciting! Oh my gosh.
Well, it was interesting because when he ran for governor, I sent him a one-letter note and literally said, "You can win or lose this entire election on how you're saying about education in Texas," because we were at a turning point at that time. And so he wrote me back a handwritten note.
Oh, you're kidding. Oh, my God.
And so that is in my scrapbook. Just because it's like, wow, look where that came from. And, oh, we could look at his handwriting. No.
Well, you know, when everybody's the last two nominees, you know, up for president, I write them a letter and I say, you know, I don't understand politics at all, but I do understand value systems, and I can see that in handwriting. So if you just write me 5 or 6 lines and sign your name, I'd appreciate it. Then I'd know, you know, what your value system is. And I, from Harry Truman on, I always got, you know, something written 5 or 6 lines with your name. But only one politician has written a whole page and signed her name, and that was Hillary Clinton.
Really?
Fascinating. And I saw, man, I'd vote for her in a minute. You know, she has a very solid. Anyway, I'm not going to go into that. But what you're doing, Sharon, is just beautiful. I just, that's beautiful. Now, did you choose your name, or was that your birth name, Sharon?
Both. So according to the Zohar and Dr. Eugene Whitworth's work, he spoke 8 languages, 6 of them the ancient ones, the Sumerian, the Babylonian, you know, all of that stuff. And so the Sanskrit, you name it, the 6 oldest languages. And so he did a study and he said when they were still, and for years, there was only 7 religions on the planet. And of course, I jokingly add before they multiplied it and divided and everybody made up their own. But anyway,
you're right.
he said that there was 10 themes that all 7 religions understood. They all agreed upon 10 basic ideas. And one of those ideas was that the incoming soul impresses upon the one naming them what they want to be called. So in essence, we name ourselves.
Wow.
Okay. And so then, you know, everybody always says, did we become the name or did the name become us or whatever? And I thought, if you're picking it from a soul level with conscious knowledge before you're impressing it upon the one that's going to name you, you wanted to live that name. Otherwise, you wouldn't have picked it. So it's an interesting story. My mom wanted to name my oldest sister. I'm number 3 out of 5. She wanted to name her Sherry Lynn. And then my cousins, my aunt was pregnant at the same time with my cousin, who came out a couple of months before my oldest sister, and named her kid Sherry Lynn. And of course, they shared the same last name. So mom thought, well, that was not nice. So then anyway, so my oldest sister got a different name. And then the next sister got a name. And then my mom said, "I really love that name, Sherry Lynn. So I'm going to name my kid Sharon Lynn." Well, when I popped out, my mother will tell you that the very first sentence I ever said, I waited till I could speak a whole sentence before I spoke anything. And I said, "You got my name wrong," which I think is just hysterical now considering what I'm doing. But
you know, it's funny about the letter L because it's you know, every letter has an inner voice, and whenever you write the L, you know, one of the Vimla L's, what you are declaring is, my life is an ongoing conversation with my soul. That's the L.
Yeah. That's the L. And I make it just the way you teach it. But anyway, I refused to be called Sharon. I said, that's not my name. You got it wrong.
I love
it. And I refused to answer to it. So I tried every derivation I could think of, you know, from Sherry's to Cher to whatever, trying them all out to see where's my name, because it's not this. And then my mother went to one of her cousin's weddings, and her son, so my mom's nephew, was marrying in a rabbi ceremony and marrying a girl named Sharon, but the rabbi pronounced it Sharon. And mom came home and said, you know, the rabbi pronounced Sharon Sharon. My whole body vibrated, and within 3 days, you could not call me Sharon. I was Sharon.
How beautiful. That's beautiful. You know, God does these funny things, and we think it's us. But he has a wonderful sense of humor. And when I teach the ligatures, you know, the ER ligature is very definitely the inner voice of the ER is, I invite God's playful nature into my life. And that's what the ER does.
I always think your impression of the ER is so interesting, because in mine, when I look at namology science, the ER is the physical experience and touch, and I want to play having this physical body.
Well, you know, this God we have is just such a clown anyway, you know. Years ago, one of the very famous writers said, God is a comedian playing to an audience that's afraid to laugh. Anyway. But letters, I'm just graduating people from all different countries, Ireland, Belgium, Germany, Portugal, India, Singapore, France, Dubai, Canada, and the United States. I mean, all those people would never have studied with me if I hadn't taught the class on the Internet. You know, they couldn't afford to.
I think the Internet is absolutely so cool.
It is. You know? Yeah, when you know how to use it. My daughter is my techie. I mean, she knows all this Internet stuff, which I don't. But, I'm looking now. We have space for four people. Four spots are open. And for the 6 month class, it's good from November to April. It's not, you know, it's just. And I speak to. And the reason I'm keeping the class smaller this time is because I want to spend more individual time with each student. And we don't just talk about writing the letters. We talk about living them. And that, I said, you know, you can look at a beautiful Porsche car and say the beautiful this and beautiful that. But until you get in, turn the key and drive it, you don't know what you're talking about. And that's what the A is, or the A, or the O, the L. Live that letter, and then you can share it. Because only, you know, speaking it is just one thing. But living it as you are, look at Sharon. You really live your name. And you love it. And you have Lynn in the middle, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Just a matter of,
so you have three new alphabetical coloring books for all ages. I want to hear about those, because adult coloring books are so popular right now.
Oh,
you know, they're kind of whatever, and you've got three.
Yeah, we have three. She's a mandala expert. I mean, what do you call those things? Not mandala. Yeah, I guess that's what you call them. But she has done books on it, and she said, I'm going to do some for you with your letters, because every letter is represented by an animal. And she did three of them. I just love them. And they're, what, I think $12 a piece, very inexpensive, but we're selling them in PDFs, because in that way, teachers and all can just, you know, copy a page out of the book. They don't have to take the whole book, but they can just hand out these PDF pages, and the kids are loving it.
Oh, I bet. You know, and besides that, kids love to color. So everything's available on your website, right? So I'm just thinking about what I'm putting on my website. I've got your contact information, you know, and your website. Is there anything else I should be putting on mine so that people can get you through there?
No, I'm just VimalaRogers.com is my website, and I've changed it a few times, and that's what it's going to be for a while. And if people go out there, they can find out who I am, what I do, and all the products we have. You know, we have classroom cards, you know, 9x12 with one big letter on it, you know, and all of those. And we have the teacher's manual. We have all kinds of things. But if you give them VimalaRogers.com, they can go out there and I think, because I know there's one. Yeah, that would be the one to go to. And they can just click around and find all kinds of things. We also have a special, because I'm very much an environmentalist, and I've been a vegetarian for 150 years, you know, and an organic gardener. And so we have a whole section on not the WI, which has been this year, but the next one, I don't know what letter it'll be, but depending on what people vote on. But it's going to be, the R is definitely in the mix.
Okay, good. Can I stuff the ballot box?
Yes, and R is wonderful. Oh, boy. Tell me why you like the R so much. I want to know.
Okay, because in mnemology science, the R stands for truth seekers. They want the truth behind the truth, what everybody thinks is the truth. They want the very bottom layer, what the real truth is, that it doesn't matter how many different ways you look at it, it is still the truth. And once you know the truth in mnemology science, with that R, they have the rebellious spirit. They don't take things just because somebody said something. They have to live it and find out for themselves. So
exactly,
I call that the rebellious spirit. And then because they have that, they develop really good discernment. And without the R in a name, it's very hard. It's very rare that I see discernment, good discernment in a name if there's not an R.
Well, that's going to happen to have an ear in mine as well.
You know, and I just look at it and I think in what's happening in our world right now.
Oh, dear
and
me. Every
so
country,
much,
every single country.
Exactly. And it's so hard to discern for most people who's telling the truth and who's not. And it really depends on what you're listening to. But none of us really know.
No,
okay?
And the one phrase that my students don't ever say my truth or your truth. There is one truth. And it's how that's how you express it. But if you say, what's my truth? I say, that's an opinion. And opinions don't count. Nobody cares what you think or believe, you know, about opinions. Honor the truth and speak it in such a way that it honors the person you're speaking to. Don't make a judgment. So I'm so glad that truth is the idea. We don't have truth as letter R. Truth is just a way of basically the O, speaking into the indwelling spirit of the other person. It's O. Words are always kind and helpful. That's the inner voice of the letter O. And that's truth, right?
Yeah, that's truth. And so I just thought if we could all do the R a whole bunch, then it would help us develop more of that rebellious spirit where we find out things for ourselves instead of accepting things that we haven't tried on for ourselves to see if they're really valuable or not. And
is that in your book somewhere where you could copy that so I could let people know your view?
Sure, be glad to.
I would like you to send that to me, yeah.
Yeah, be absolutely glad to.
I would love it. But you know, the more we get the alphabet around the world, I say peace is possible, but wow, it's just crazy out there. It's just crazy.
Well, it is, and I think, you know, I would like to have people have wonderful integrity and based on ethics and morals, all their actions, but I thought, they don't know. If you don't know what the truth is, it's really hard to base your actions on the truth.
That's true. Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. Oh, my goodness sakes. Oh, I wish you lived. Where do you live now?
Tennessee.
Oh, I'll be darned. Do you live in Homewald?
I live in the Appalachian Mountains in the middle of nowhere in a cabin in the woods.
Do you really? I envy you.
And
but
so,
Tennessee.
So Tennessee. So I'm in the northeast corner where Memphis is in the southwest corner, exactly 7 hours away if you're driving the speed limit. And Nashville is kind of in the middle of Tennessee, and that's 4 hours away from me.
Wow. So and you really, you're not kidding. You're not pulling my leg. You live in a cabin, right?
I live in a cabin in the woods. Now, it's a very nice cabin, but it's a cabin in the woods.
That is just beautiful. Oh, my gosh.
And today I had to find a little critter that snuck into my house somehow, and it's now trapped in my second bathroom. So I'm thinking about how I'm going to catch it or get it out or, you know, keeping it alive and letting it go.
Well, do you know, speaking of critters, speaking of very big critters, do you know about the elephant sanctuary in Hohenwald, Tennessee?
No, but I love elephants.
Oh, if you love elephants, you've got to find, I don't know where it is in Tennessee. I know it's in Hohenwald, Hohenwald. And, you know, there's all these groups wanting money, money, money. They're the only one I support because they take all the circus elephants that are, you know, old and all, and they take care of them. Oh, just go out. You probably have a local map. It's in the county seat of Lewis County, Tennessee.
Oh, that's not that far.
But it says, I'm just looking here, my internet is here. Yeah.
So,
population is 3,700 people.
Well, it's funny, when I was a school administrator, you know, we get to decorate our offices, and I have this incredible picture of these elephants in these really bright colors. That's the main theme. And then I had elephants, like I have an elephant planter where you can put a, you know, plant in and stuff. And I had elephants. And so, bless the teachers' hearts, when they wanted to say thank you to me, a lot of them would gift me with an elephant from here or there. Well, by the time I left that school, the first school where I had this elephant picture up and everything, I had like 300 elephants.
Oh my word, you've got to go to Hohenwald, wherever it is. I don't know where it was. But, you know, and they, I don't know if they allow people to visit the elephants anymore. I don't know. But I do, just go on your internet and look for the elephant sanctuary in Tennessee.
Yeah, I will definitely do that. I mean, that to me is really exciting, and to find out more things about what's around me. What I really like is, from where I'm at, I want to say within 10 hours of a drive or a day's drive, I can get so many incredible places.
I'll bet. My goodness.
You know, so I'm having fun. People are inviting me places and saying, oh, are you going to fly? And I think, no, I'm going to drive so I can see everything in between.
Oh, you beautiful. Know? Absolutely beautiful. Yeah.
You know,
you live in Tennessee. I'll be darned. Every time I hear Tennessee, I go, elephants, elephants.
Elephants. And I love elephants. They're my favorite animal. Did you know that's the only animal that has no natural enemy?
Really?
Only one.
I didn't know that. Well, the only natural enemy is people, but because people kill them for their tusks. But you would, if you love elephants, you've got to see the sanctuary. I don't know how far it is. It can't be that far from you. But
Yeah, and I drive everywhere anyway. So, and speaking of driving everywhere, guys, in November, if you are in San Antonio, Austin, or Phoenix, I'm giving talks. I'm there. You want a private reading? Let me know if you want it in person, even though I'm perfectly good to give it to you over the phone. But I am headed out to Austin and San Antonio and Phoenix in November. For everybody. And Vimala, this has just been delightful. Thank you so very much for joining us.
Well, thank you for inviting me. This is really, to speak to someone about the letters, oh my goodness, who knows what she's talking about?
And, okay,
you know,
everybody.
If you give people my vimalarajas.com, you know, that's my, well, you can give them my, that's my web address, and they can find out all kinds of things. But, and I also have their
email.
My daughter is the one who does the internet. I mean, the computer stuff I don't. But have them go there and just click around. And if they go to FAQs, the facts, they'll find out that this is not about graphology. This is, you know, what I do with the letters is what you do. We honor them. So,
yeah.
Oh,
and also,
on.
I have, Vimala, I have on my website, not only, I have your email address along with your website.
Beautiful. And,
okay.
You know, invite people to use it. And also, so you're voting for the R for next year. Okay.
I am. Can I stuff the ballot box? That's what I want to know. Okay, everybody that's out there, if unless you have a letter that's really close to your heart, would you please call in and vote for the R?
Okay,
or write in and vote for the R.
Now, also, and you might put up there, which another internet site I have, is on Facebook, the Vimala alphabet. Now, you have to put Facebook because otherwise you get 4,000 imprints of my alphabet out there, but just put Facebook, the Vimala alphabet.
Okay. I will put that down too. So people are easy to find it. And guys, we have 60 seconds left. I'm going to save the advertisement that you guys all get to hear. Anyway, I saved it for last. Thank you so much for listening to Know the Name, Know the Answers. Good night, everybody. Have a great week. I'll see you next Thursday.
How would you like to be able to read other people's minds? Well, the next best thing is here. When you know how to read a person's name, you know how the person thinks, feels, and behaves. Each letter in our name holds a key to unlock our true essence. Our name contains both our gifts and challenges in this lifetime. Nemology science discovers personality secrets hidden in the placement of the letters of our names, including the first and last impression people remember about us. Sharon shows us how to interpret the arrangement of letters as outlined in her book, Know the Name, Know the Person. Sharon Lynn Wyeth created Nemology Science after 18 years of research and testing her theories and has supported thousands of people around the world in understanding themselves and others better. You'll enjoy Sharon's unique teachings as she shares her system to learn the gifts behind your given birth name. Even if you don't like your birth name, there are jewels in this book. If you're thinking of changing your name, ready to name your child, or wanting to get along better with others, this is the book for you. If you'd like to improve your relationships and change your life for the better, get the book today, Know the Name, Know the Person, or visit www.knowthename.com. That's www.knowthename.com.